For our scripture reading, let us turn to the second epistle of Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 4. 2 Corinthians 4, and we will read the whole chapter. And there we read God's holy word. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, which the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then, death worketh in us, but life in you. We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus, and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might, through the thanksgiving of many, redound to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. So far the reading of the Word of God. The text for the sermon, the first sermon as minister of your congregation, will be verse 7. Verse 7 of 2 Corinthians 4, where we read God's holy word, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Beloved congregation, today is a special day. Today we are gathered together around the Word of God because of the installation of your new minister. So, children, what is it about today? Not about the new minister in the first place, but about the treasure that he carries. The treasure of the holy gospel. And in church, it is always about a treasure. Yes, Really, young people, in the church it is about a treasure that makes one rich. No, it's not about gold, silver, or money. It's about a treasure of the gospel, of the forgiveness of sin, and everlasting life with the Lord Jesus Christ. So today it's not about the new minister in the first place, but about a treasure that he points to and recommends. Yes, he may reveal this treasure in the ministry of the gospel. You write above the text, the treasure of the gospel. The treasure of the gospel. 3 points. First of all, the carrier of this treasure. Second place, the content of this treasure. And in the third place, the power of this treasure. The treasure of the gospel, the carrier, the content, and the power of this treasure. In this part of the epistle, Apostle Paul writes to the congregation of Corinth about the preaching of the gospel. He compares preachers to earthen vessels. And what are earthen vessels? We have to think about pots or jars made on a potter's wheel, crude barrels. Actually, they're not beautiful. They were used like wrapping paper or a bag to carry something. They were used to hold all kinds of valuables and carry them. Maybe Paul had in mind a triumphal procession of a general after a victory. Paul made his comparison also at the end of chapter 2. The treasures acquired by a general through plunder were carried along in vessels on a chariot. Jewelry of gold, silver, and pearls were taken home and kept in vessels. That was the function of a vessel. Of course, people were curious not about the vessels, but about their content. When a general made his triumphal procession, people paid special attention to his treasures. And that's, congregation, the image of the New Testament preaching. There is no beauty in the preaching itself. The content of the preaching is comparable with a treasure. So the preaching of the gospel is like a treasure in earthen vessels. A vessel is necessary, but it is not the main thing. Let us pay attention to the function of a vessel. The Apostle Paul compared himself with a vessel, for he is a preacher of the gospel. God wants to use vessels in preaching the gospel. A preacher is compared with a vessel. He's a vessel with body, spirit, and soul. In all his ministry, he is no more than an earthen vessel. What does Paul mean to say? First of all, that we are perishable. We are frail, small, and of little worth. Similarly, a minister of God's word. He's an earthen vessel. He is fragile and he is mortal too. From time to time, we all feel that we are mortal. It's only through God's faithfulness that we are here this afternoon. But there's more to be said. One day, a vessel is to be discarded, like you throw out used wrapping paper. It's useless, and it ends up in the garbage. The earthen vessel is not elegant. How come? Isn't it because of our sins? You and I don't bear the image of God any longer in the way God wants it to be. As a result of sin, we are no more than a vessel. The Apostle Paul uses profound words in this chapter, see verse 10, always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus. A minister has always to be humble. The gospel can only shine in our lives if we crucify our flesh. And that is particularly true for a minister of the gospel. Because so easily sinful desires come with the ministry. We don't even need much to puffed up. Beloved congregation, I have come to you in weakness. I'm limited, and I've come to you as a sinner. That's why a minister of the gospel needs the prayers of the congregation, so that he may receive strength to preach the gospel. But no less important, that he may be delivered from himself, from his sinful thoughts and desires. Young people, we live in a sinful world with a lot of temptations. Don't forget that your pastor is just like you, weak and sinful. Pray for me, that the Lord will keep me small. Otherwise, I will come in the pulpit or in the catechism classroom with myself and not with the true gospel. Then I will be showing the vessel and not the treasure. But it has to be about the treasure. And it can only be shown in your midst if your minister is a true minister of the gospel. If he stands in the service of the gospel, then it will no longer be about the minister, but about the treasure that he proclaims. For this, a minister needs to be exercised. And you have to be exercised in it as well. Perhaps you are curious. What will the new minister be like? And what will his wife and children be like? Will they get used to the place and this congregation? And how will the minister English be? Understandable questions. And not unimportant either. But this is not the main thing. The point is the treasure, and the treasure is in earthen vessels. Are you wondering yet about the gospel that will be preached? You have to die to yourself so the gospel will shine in your life. Do you pray for this in the first place? That you may be brought upon by the hands of the great potter to be mortified so that you will be a useful vessel for the treasure, for the treasure has to shine. So it doesn't have to be about how the minister is doing, whether he has gifts to preach the gospel or whether he can do a lot of work. The kingdom of God is not about the servants, but about the gospel. It pleases God to use weak and poor sinners to proclaim his word. How can a man do this? Not because of qualities in himself, only because the Lord has gifted him. That's the only reason I can preach the gospel in your midst. I am born a sinner, not a minister. The miracle of grace, it pleases him to use me to be your minister. But who to that person who puts his confidence in a minister? The minister is gifted by God's Spirit, gifted by free grace. Because the gospel is about free grace and about a given gospel. A minister has to know the experience of the power of God's word, something of God's glory. And without personal faith and repentance, a minister will be an empty vessel. Only through the purifying word of the Holy Spirit, the Lord can use a sinner as a vessel that bears the treasure of the gospel. And that is what Paul means when he says in our text, we have this treasure. We have. That means that he may share in it and may have received it. That is the true treasure of the holy gospel of Jesus Christ and him crucified. This gospel has power by which the Lord works faith and repentance, by which the Holy Spirit feeds hope and strengthens his love. If we know something of this grace in our lives, then we become men of the word. Then you will sing, sweeter are thy words to me than all other goods can be. That has to do with the treasure. It is the treasure of the crucified and risen Christ. When the gospel breaks through in your life, the word of God makes you honest. The gospel uncovers you. That's not pleasant for your flesh. But it belongs to the treasure of the gospel because in this way the Lord makes room for the ministry of Christ. In this way you will learn the forgiveness of sin and the peace of God, which are excellent treasures. The more you receive of the treasure, the more you long to die to yourself. You begin to understand something of what Calvin said, let me be spent as long as I am useful. Let me be in the vessel. Let me be like wrapping paper. If this is your experience, it becomes a miracle that you may be a vessel which God wants to use in his service. You start to marvel at his grace and you begin to pray, make me fit to bear the treasure. It humbles a man as well. God's children, and especially God's servants, are no more than vessels. Beloved congregation, don't expect anything from your new pastor, for he is no more than a vessel. He's not so precious. He's also a Dutchman. That means that you have to listen to his deficient English. You have to practice patience. But a minister will disappear when you discover the glorious gospel in his preaching. Then you experience that it is not a minister who speaks to you, but that the Spirit gives him words to speak so that he may show the treasure of the gospel. The Lord Jesus Christ does not only show himself in the preaching of the gospel, but he applies it too. Because he come into the world to seek and to save which was lost. With his seeking love, he says in the preaching, here I am. And what you and I need is that we learn to see with eyes of faith, to look at this Savior. If you look unto him, you discover that in him there is everything you need and that he brings it all into your heart. He brings healing because he is the healer. He forgives sin because his blood cleanses from all sins. He brings grace so that your hardened heart will be broken and you learn to pray, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Do you know something of this? Did you learn to look in faith to the Lord Jesus? Someone might think, how do I learn this? That is a mystery that we read about it in our text, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. This treasure has a special quality. It contains spiritual gifts which are distributed and applied by the Holy Spirit. The Spirit works independently of man's qualifications. To share in this treasure is not through man, but through God. You need divine power to share in this treasure. Do you know how the Lord works this power? By putting the treasure in the hands of man. It pleases God to grant it by means of man, by preaching the gospel, using weak and sinful men. That pleases God. We have to marvel at that, congregation. God is not ashamed of having the gospel preached by men. For God was neither ashamed of giving his Son to this world, taking upon him our flesh. He was made in likeness of man, but without sin. To grant the treasure of the gospel, it pleases God to send man to you and to persuade man. God wants to glorify his power by these weak means. You will experience his power through listening to the voice of a man. That is humbling for you. God speaks through man. The Lord wants to make and keep us small. A minister of the gospel has to learn time after time that he's no more than a vessel, made useful, but in himself no more than wrapping paper. In this way, the Lord wants to teach you and me that his strength is made perfect in weakness. In this way, you will experience the uncovering power, teaching power, healing power, redeeming power, saving power of the treasure. That does not depend on the qualities of the minister. Although a minister has to do what he can do to explain the text clearly and to do it in proper English. But the Lord does not depend on it. No, the Lord wants to work through the power that comes with the ministry of God's word. In that way, the Lord wants to give his blessing unexpectedly and unthought of. That may give you and me expectation. The Lord has given us to another. Shall we pray? Lord, may the power of the treasure shine in the ministry of the word. You may plead on this word. The Lord will show his power through the preaching of the gospel and all-conquering power through the power of the Holy Spirit. His power breaks the hardened heart. For the Holy Spirit, there are no obstacles to fill our heart with the love of God. He wants to shine in dark hearts. The Holy Spirit still works the same thing and in the same power with which God created everything. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, have shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. That is the treasure, the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. What do you see then? His love, his mercy, his compassion. Then you read in every page of the Bible that God is faithful and that he grants mercy. Like the Apostle John wrote in his epistle, "And of this fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. Grace for the worst sinner. Mercy through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Blood that drips from the pulpit," as Calvin said, "because preaching is the ministry of reconciliation. Blood that speaks of grace only. Blood that speaks of the glory of the power of Jesus Christ, because his blood cleanses from all sin." May the Lord bless the preaching of the gospel in our midst. May it be or become a treasure for you and me. So we will see in a glass the glory of the Lord. Amen.